This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open to you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to help you out. Love to get you on the air this morning. Again, the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great place to learn more about Klaus Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some great options there as well. Also, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see the little envelope that says Stay Current. From there, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email with a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also linked to the most recent programs podcast as well. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com or pick up the phone, give them a call this morning, make an appointment, no charge for you. That initial appointment at Klaus Financial is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning.
Morning, CJ. Great to hear from you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Well, welcome to spring.
It is exciting time. It's an exciting time to be talking with you, and it's an exciting time of year with all the warm days ahead, and we're ready for it. And we're going to be talking this week about the value in values, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, mention the telephone number to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Another really cool thing that goes on during the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a fantastic prize, and this week is no exception. Folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Duncan. So a little tip, though, is typically about the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. I'll tell you a little bit later on as well how you can win that $25 gift card to Duncan. And before we start talking about this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yes, we had a good conversation last week about pensions. And the question of the week was, which pension choice typically offers the biggest monthly payout to the retiree? Is it a single life or 100% joint and survivor choice? So a shout out, congratulations to our winner last week, Shelley from Sauk City. Congratulations, correctly answered, a single life offers the biggest monthly payout.
Fantastic. And again, we'll be doing a Klaus Quiz Question Week again this week as well. Don't forget about their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Or if you got a question, love to get you on the air this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. This week, we're going to be talking about something. It's not just about investing for retirement, but specifically about socially responsible investing. Let's talk about that and explain a little bit what that's all about and why this may make sense for folks to own in their portfolio.
Yeah, so today we want to discuss one type of investing that many people are already currently engaged in or have heard about. So this topic coincides with the celebration of Earth Day, which is coming up on April 22nd of this month. Each year, more than a billion people celebrate Earth Day to protect the planet from things like pollution and deforestation. By taking part in activities like picking up litter and planting trees and perhaps changing the way you receive your financial statements electronically versus by mail, we're all working to make our world a happier, healthier place to live. Hence, our topic today is very timely. Now, I will just warn our listeners, socially responsible, which there's different acronyms for this that we'll talk about in a little bit, but socially responsible investing has kind of a lot of noise around it. People are very specific on what it means to them, and it can be difficult for financial planners or investment advisors to define it in a meaningful way to the end user, but more to come on that. So defining what we're talking about is important for those who are unfamiliar. So socially responsible investing, known as SRI, is typically an investing strategy that aims to generate both social change and positive financial returns for an investor. Investments could include companies making a positive, sustainable, or social impact and exclude those making a negative one. Other names for SRI include sustainable investing, ethical investing, or value-based investing. to be clear, this type of investing is not new. As a matter of fact, you can go back to the mid-1700s, where some of the earliest promoters of socially responsible investing, such as John Wesley, who was one of the founders of the Methodist Church, he outlined to others that your use of money should not be to hurt your neighbor through the use of business practices, and to avoid industries like tanning and chemical production, which could harm the health of workers. There was also the suggestion that investors should avoid companies associated with sinful practices, such as guns, liquor, and tobacco. So again, this is not necessarily a new concept. It dates back to the 1700s, but access to the public markets and sustainable investing through the public markets is a little bit newer. So the modern era of SRI evolved in the 1960s, with investors leaning towards companies that were sensitive in addressing equality for women, civil rights, and labor issues. Since the late 1990s, SRI has been evolving even more, and is promoting environmental and sustainable development. So fast forward to today, and we've seen sustainable investing become extremely popular. Some examples of this are seen in individuals who invest as part of their savings or retirement plans in funds that specialize in seeking good labor and environmental practices. Another example would be credit unions and community development banks that have a specific mission of serving low and middle income communities. Hospitals and medical schools that refuse to invest in tobacco companies. Foundations that support community development loan funds and other high social impact investments. And of course, religious institutions that file shareholder resolutions to urge companies in their portfolios to meet strong ethical and governance standards. So as you can see, there's different ways to address the SRI topic, personally, corporately, through the banks you work with, your religious organizations. But Malia here in a little bit will be talking a little bit more about kind of the public markets and how you can invest in your portfolio in a socially responsible way.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Prime opportunity this morning. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, love to hear from you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking this week about socially responsible investing really interesting concept. Not quite as new as I think a lot of people believe. So what are some of the strategies that we may hear about when it comes to this area of investing?
Yeah, so when we're looking at new terms this morning, and we love those acronyms, so we've learned socially responsible investing, SRI, as CJ commented on. Another term we hear is called ESG investing along the same lines, and ESG stands for specifically environmental, social, and governance. So people should look into this a little further if they've never really heard of ESG, but this type of investing actually looks at individual companies, their stances on environmental, social, and governance practices alongside more traditional financial measures. So specifically, when you look at how a company practices in each of these different areas, you're going to see how, you know, it helps drive returns of the company versus diminishing the returns. So, for example, some common ESG factors include the environmental side of things, energy consumption, pollution, climate change, waste production. If we look at the social factors, you're going to be looking at a company's track record, obviously. It might be alongside looking at human rights, community engagement, health and safety, employee relations. And then the governance piece might be looking at the quality of the management, any conflicts of interest. It could be executive compensation within a company, a whole bunch of different items under the governance. So what we've seen with this type of investing, looking at all these different areas, we've seen that they've actually grown exponentially over the past few years. And 2021 was no exception. So what we found is, according to Fast Company, 2021 was a record year for ESG investing. Approximately $120 billion were poured into sustainable investments that we're discussing this morning. And that was actually more than double, because back in 2020, it was $51 billion. Wow. So when we're looking at the whole amount of assets that are invested every year, we're starting to see this gravitation towards ESG, SRI type of investing. And people are really excited to be making a difference. Now, in the past, we could see that these types of investments sometimes would lend themselves to maybe not having as positive returns as you were seeing in other types of portfolios. Now what we're seeing is the data suggesting that there is varying degrees in terms of performance. It does not necessarily mean these types of sustainable portfolios do not have decent performance. So that's why people have said, okay, I can feel like I'm doing something for the environment and perhaps still have a decent return. And that's really, really important to understand. And when they look at large groups of people, particularly millennials right now, many millennials say, even if there were a lesser return, I still feel like I need to be making a good impact with the monies that I've invested. So, you know, we talk about impact investing. And so this is something where companies will they'll designate how they can make an impact in different ways in the environment. And again, if that's their main purpose, they'll concentrate on that. But obviously, the financial aspect has to be a piece of it. So bottom line is this: half of investors currently own responsible investments. And that's really important to understand. And then also, you know, I know it, locally, we've found a lot of clients requesting this type of investing. So we actually designed a portfolio specifically with an ESG focus that has attracted a lot of attention. So those are things that you should talk to your financial advisor about if you feel a need to be doing something more for the environment. And again, as CJ mentioned, Earth Days here in April, something we celebrate, and maybe this is a way you can do your part if you're so interested.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We are going to head on over also to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that number as well. It's coming up a little bit later on in the segment. We'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. So when we talk about these with these different types of options people have, and there's so many of them out there, when it comes to that ESG space, how is this kind of type of investment affect our investments and our retirement accounts through our employer, CJ?
Yeah, so this is an important question, Sean, and I appreciate you asking it. So in 2020, according to the U.S., what's called SIF, Sustainable Investment Foundation, there were 718 mutual funds and 94 ETFs with an ESG focus. Again, environmental, social, governance. So, you know, just kind of a little bit off script here, addressing your question directly, Sean. Mm-hmm. We're not here to convince you that you should invest in ESG funds or ETFs. We're also not here to erode confidence or necessarily build confidence. We're here to educate. So what we would say is that you do need to be cautious. A lot like when we talk about annuities on this show. It's not that all annuities are bad. Mm-hmm. It's just that you have to be cautious. So we would say the same thing when it comes to SRI or ESG investments. Is we would say, hey, recognize that margins for mutual fund companies have really been cut over time as people move towards indexing with their investments. And so one way for them to drive up potentially some revenue is to create products that people buy. And remember, often when you're going to buy something, not for its investment value, but for its, let's say, personal kind of feeling that you get from it, this is when costs can go up. And I'm not talking a little. I'm talking it can double, triple, quadruple your overall cost because of the work that goes into creating these. So that's not true of all of them, by the way. So you just, when you move towards this space, my biggest encouragement to you would be get somebody who knows the space well, help or have them work with you to make sure it kind of meets your objective and that it doesn't become too costly. So I will say in late October of 2020, the U.S. Department of Labor did release some regulation that said they wanted to actually limit or actually eliminate the amount that was in socially responsible funds inside of retirement plans through employers. Mm. However, that has now changed. The Department of Labor in January of 2020 said, no, fiduciaries can include ESG and SRI investments in 401k plans. However, the kind of plan advisor needs to continue to remain a fiduciary, so doing what's in the best interest of those plan participants. So this goes back to, a plan advisor to a 401k plan can't just say, oh, you want a socially responsible fund. Sure, I'll just dump one in there regardless of what it really does and what it costs. They still have to be a fiduciary, make sure it's appropriate, meets risk tolerance guidelines, and performs well.
Great stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professional. Very interesting topic this week as well. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Listen back to the podcast. Get to know the team as well at Kloss Financial. Make an appointment. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And I talked about the website, KlossFinancial.com. One of the really cool things you can do there as well is submit a question to be answered right here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Marvin wrote in, he said, my wife and I are both considering retiring in the next couple of years. She's 61 and I'm 64. Doesn't make sense to retire at the same time, assuming we have no debt. And that is from Marvin.
Ah, such a great question, Marvin. And like all of our questions, or I should say all of our answers, we're going to say it depends. We totally understand that, of course, after working, you know, for decades in separate jobs, that a lot of times couples will just say, hey, when you're done, I'm done, sweetheart. And that can make sense. Often you can work with a financial planner to kind of develop your financial plan accordingly. But in your case, Marvin, your ages stick out to me. At 61 and 64. And some of the, what really sticks out to me is neither one of you are Medicare eligible just quite yet, especially the 61-year-old. So some things you might want to consider is, again, are you old enough to qualify for Medicare? And if not, should one of you work part-time with benefits just to kind of get you to Medicare eligibility? Or do you have enough income to comfortably cover retirement expenses? Should you be saving more between 61 and 65? Should you work longer just to leave your Social Security benefits alone longer so those can continue to grow? But you know, that's on the side of working longer. But on the side of retiring now would be, is your job killing you? And have you already saved enough to comfortably retire? So, Marvin, as you can tell, it's a hard question to answer on the air here, but such a great one. And there's a few things to consider.
Really important stuff to consider there for sure. Great questions this morning. Don't forget, as always, you can submit a question right at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, while you're there, don't forget the sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. An opportunity, you get a weekly email in your inbox that shows a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that's at klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. We also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dunkin'. Is this following statement true or false? Socially responsible investing, SRI, is also referred to as sustainable investing, ethical investing, and value-based investing. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with correct answer win this week's prize. Again, a $25 gift card to Dunkin'. And that, of course, is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks.
Kevin Clark from Make Dreams Realty comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.